going to have somewhat of a State of the Union address, kind of like how things are going with our challenge. As you can see, the temporary heating system that we've got going on here, and how we are moving forward, and how we are coming as far as the funding to respond to the capital needs that we have. Mr. Steve Stark is going to share with us a little bit more about our challenge and how things are working and what we're calling phase two of our challenge.
Good morning, everybody. Having this boiler here is really great. Kudos for Nick Dollinger for finding that bad boy diesel, making our worship experience more tolerable. My name is Steve Stark. My wife, Pam, and I have been members of Blessed Sacrament for 27 years. Our four children went through Blessed Sacrament grade school and also Cape and Mount Carmel. And now they're married, engaged, except little Rachel. We're not letting her out yet. We were blessed with a grandson, Travis, this year. And he was baptized here at Blessed Sacrament. So that makes our family a three-generation Blessed Sacrament family, kind of in the tradition of Blessed Sacrament, multi-generation. It's really from that perspective that I would like to address you today to talk about our challenge. A lot of questions have been raised. What is this all about? See thermometer poster boards in the back. What am I supposed to do? When is this going on? Is this something that is a one-shot deal or what? How do I get involved and when do I get involved? Lots of questions have been raised. I'd like to try and address those here this morning. First of all, our challenge is not a capital campaign. Might look like it, but it's really not. Father John and Pastoral Council chose the name Our Challenge with a purpose in mind. It is broader and bigger and hopefully deeper than a capital campaign. The two primary differences between a capital campaign and our challenge are this, in my view. The first one is the focus, the underlying premise. In a capital campaign, we focus on giving to a specific need. A lot of you were around in the 90s when we had our very successful capital campaign. The needs were very specific. We had terrible drainage here on campus. We wanted a new gym. We needed the parish office. The rectory needed to come down. We needed to relocate the priests off campus. Needed a storm shelter for the kids, et cetera, parish commons, et cetera, and so on. We're all experiencing those wonderful improvements now. That was a specific need or needs. In contrast, our challenge, instead of giving to a specific need, the premise is we need to give. We need to give. Why do we need to give? We need to give to try and reach that higher, deeper level of personal commitment to God. That's the new evangelization in action. So that's the first big difference. The second, between the capital campaign and our challenge, is the desired goal. In our capital campaign, we had a dollar goal. Turned out it was $6 million. We reached it, and then some. Very successful. And the other goal, of course, were the specific improvements. Got those installed, right? Job well done, over and done with. In contrast, our challenge, the goal is in reaching that deeper commitment to God. The listed improvements, like the church boiler replacement, the church roof that will be in another year or so, and those others that are listed, those are just a byproduct of this increased awareness and action towards deeper commitment to our relationship with God. The challenge then really is kind of to make sure that the dollars, the $1.3 million, and the listed projects don't get out of whack, that we keep in mind at all times that our spirituality of the new evangelization is what really needs to predominate, to lead us to the success of the financial aspect of our challenge. So if it's not a capital campaign, what are we going to call it? Well, I like to think of it as both an opportunity and a path. An opportunity and a path to help us grow in that deeper commitment to God. The new evangelization here at Blessed Sacrament has been wildly successful over the last 3 years. A couple of examples, Parish Book Program. Lots of people are participating in that, doing a wonderful job getting that enrichment. Another is our parish mission, most recently hosted by Father Jacques Philippe. This church was crowded on those evenings that were here. The rollout of our challenge started in May of 2013. Y'all remember at the masses, Claudio Ferraro presented the state of the financial condition of the parish for the last 5 years, and then also went through the very specific improvements that were going to be hopefully paid for in our challenge. There was a brochure that went out to everybody that listed all those things, kind of gave the idea or let us know where we are financially. And then since then, there's been some things going out to all of you. Hopefully you got our challenge prayer card. We had a parish day of fasting, a parish novena. So now we're at the next step. How can I get involved? Or what is God calling me to do? A couple of practical ideas. The ushers will be handing out some cards that will have some of these practical ideas, but I'd like to touch on a couple of them. If your tithing level has been like this for the last few years, consider if you can increase it 1% or 2%. You know, if every one of our parish families contributed $10 a week more, that's over $500,000 in a year. How about this? Instead of dining out at work during the week, brown bag it. Money saved, our challenge. Where I office, we've got a restaurant on the first floor. My habit, go down there and get my lunch every day. I can give that up. Not every day, but bonuses, I'd be able to enjoy my wife's good cooking. How about giving up a favorite recreational activity? For me, it's hunting. I love this time of year. But instead of going out hunting every weekend, how about I donate the food, the gas, the hotel, shot shells towards our challenge? The bonus for me is more quality time with my wife, Pam. I don't know if she thinks that's such a great deal or not, but I'll have to ask her. How about the family challenge? What if we've got a jar or coffee can, we marked our challenge on it. We come home from work or school or out shopping, take all the change, put it in there. Every time we put that change in our challenge jar, we are sacrificially committing to this program. In all of these, it's very important to prayerfully and sacrificially commit. Make that conscious commitment. That's the spirit of a new evangelization in progress. So how do we do it? Well, ushers will be handing out gray commitment cards where you can make that conscious commitment, write it down. Some of you may have already been using your yellow envelopes that have come in your parish, stewardship packet. Go ahead and fill out the gray card anyway, even if you're using these. What we'd like to do is, the Feast of the Epiphany is coming up, first weekend in January, January 5th. We'd like to take all the gray commitment cards, bring those to that mass, put them in the collection basket, and present them at the offertory, just like the Magi presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus. The actual giving can be done, check the yellow envelopes, can go online, the parish website, fully functional, does not need a tech surge to handle the extra volume. We can get it done. In conclusion, I know the response to the financial aspect of our challenge will be tremendous. We already have 70 families that have contributed over $250,000. We're well on our way. The playground, school playground equipment has already been installed. Church boiler is being installed as we speak, but it's an ongoing project. Should be done hopefully few weeks. In the words of Father Jacques Philippe, we need to learn to abandon ourselves in total confidence to God with the simplicity of little children in both big things and small things, and then God will provide. The spirit of new evangelization, I believe, is alive and well here at Blessed Sacrament. This is our challenge. Will you commit? Thank you.
I've also received the question of why did we install new playground equipment worth $100,000 and we don't have heat? Because that was a designated gift by a parishioner. So if someone designates a gift, canon law requires that you have to respect the intention of the giver. So we're very thankful for it. But so that's why that would have certainly not been number one on the list. But anyway, like, was Father an idiot? Well, yes, I am. But that's the why on that. So at this time, the ushers are going to give to each household and maybe any high schoolers that want their own a packet here that has the pledge card and the envelope that hopefully, if you're inclined to bring that on the Feast of the Epiphany, and then the ushers will take them as you enter into the church. They'll be brought up during the offertory, united with the bread and wine at Mass, which represent the gift of ourselves, and offered up in the sacrifice of the Mass. And then there's a sheet here with matters about tips about how I can give to the challenge and what can you sacrifice. So I'm going to have the ushers go ahead and we'll start distributing those, so one per household, and if any high schoolers want their own. And I think it's important, you know, we've talked about the new evangelization here. Part of it's sacrifice, and even Daisy the parish dog is making sacrifices. This is her last bag of kibbles and bits. She's going to always save, so...